seperti lagu ini mengatakan.
Just as the song says. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our worship.
Hanya Engkau yang layak menerima pujian penyembahan kami pagi hari ini.
Only you are worthy to receive our praise and honor this morning.
Pagi hari ini Tuhan terjemahkan setiap kami firman.
Today God translate your word to our hearts.
Sesuai dengan kapasitas kami masing-masing.
Just according to our needs and our understanding.
Supaya firman-Mu membebaskan kami Tuhan.
That your word will free us today God.
Supaya kami bisa hidup di dalam kebenaran-Mu.
That we may live in your righteousness.
Lakukan apa yang menjadi kehendak-Mu.
That we may walk in your ways.
Dalam nama Yesus, amin.
In Jesus name, amen.
Saudara,
you may be seated.
Selamat pagi semuanya, saudara.
Good morning everyone.
Kursi ini disediakan kalau Ruth kebetulan mau
it's
duduk.
All right, just in case. This chair is just prepared as an emergency. It's all right. I'll stand
okay,
you Dad.
Thank you Ruth. Saya tahu dia kadang-kala terlalu lama berdiri capek.
Yeah, he's just concerned in case I stand for too long that I need to take a seat, but I think I'll be okay.
Pagi hari ini saya ingin bicara dengan para student dan juga ibu bapak yang hadir dalam kebaktian ini.
Today I'd like to speak to all the students who are here and also the parents who are here with us.
Saudara, setelah saya menjadi tua, saya tidak lagi khotbah berdasarkan pengetahuan saya.
You know, as I've grown older, I'm no longer preaching according to just my knowledge.
Kalau kita masih muda, kita selalu impress jemaat dengan knowledge kita.
You know, when we're younger, we have a tendency to try to impress people with our knowledge.
Satu kali saya pernah diundang untuk di Kalimantan oleh satu pendeta gerejanya yang terbesar di Kalimantan.
So one time I was invited into to a church to preach at a church in Kalimantan, one of the biggest churches there.
Lalu saya bilang, "Pak, saya tidak mau khotbah karena saya bukan seorang pengkhotbah."
And he said to the pastor there, "Look, I do not prefer to preach because I'm not really a preacher."
Pendetanya tertawa, "Bapak kok, tapi saya tahu Bapak pengkhotbah," katanya begitu.
But the pastor was laughing at him and said, "But I know that you are a preacher."
Saya bilang, "Dulu, sekarang tidak lagi."
"Back then I was a preacher, but not anymore."
Terus dia bilang begini, "Pak, Bapak saya undang karena saya ingin tahu cerita hidup Bapak."
Oh, so the pastor said, "Look, I've invited you here because we'd like to learn about your life story."
Kalau anak muda selalu memberikan pengetahuan dia.
You know, young people, we have a tendency to want to just bring forth our knowledge.
Tetapi kalau kita sudah tua, kita memberikan pengalaman hidup kita.
But now that we're older, we can also bring forth our experiences.
Hari ini topiknya adalah Tuhan yang tidak kelihatan.
Today we are going to talk about the God that is unseen.
Saudara, baru-baru ini teman saya kirim saya di Instagram ada seorang gadis meninggal.
You know, recently a friend of mine just sent me a picture of this lady that had passed away.
Sebenarnya gambar ini enggak baik untuk dilihat, tetapi dia tunjukkan saya gambar tersebut.
You know, he sent me this picture and it's actually not the best picture to see, but it was actually the incident itself.
Gadis ini baru selesai dari Australia kuliah dari Australia dan pulang ke Indonesia.
This young lady had just graduated from university here in Australia and she had gone back to Indonesia for good.
Dia melamar kerja di Australia dan di Indonesia dia tidak diterima pekerjaan.
But unfortunately she did not get any job in Indonesia.
Dan kemudian hari itu mamanya ajak dia ke Emporium Pluit Jakarta.
Now at that particular day her mom had invited her out to lunch in a mall in Jakarta.
Lalu kemudian sementara mamanya ke toilet dia melemparkan diri dari ketinggian dan mati di tempat.
And just as her mother was going to the bathroom, she decided to jump off one of the higher floors of the mall and committed suicide.
Usianya masih sangat muda.
She was still a very young lady.
Teman saya bilang dia pernah involved di Sunday school dulu.
And apparently she was ministering in a Sunday school ministry at a church.
Saudara, hidup kita ini penuh dengan dilema.
You know, in this life we face a dilemma.
Tidak semua orang yang mempunyai gelar tinggi berhasil dalam hidupnya.
Having the highest academic degree does not guarantee success in this life.
Tidak semua orang yang pintar itu berhasil dalam hidupnya.
You know, the smartest people are not necessarily the most successful.
Tidak semua orang yang bertalenta mempunyai masa depan yang baik.
The most talented people don't necessarily have the brightest future.
Tidak semua orang yang bekerja keras dapat menikmati hari depannya dengan bahagia.
Not everyone who works hard has the opportunity to enjoy their hard work in the future.
Bahkan sekalipun Anda memiliki sebuah usaha dan belum tentu usahamu berhasil sekalipun engkau telah kerja dan dengan strategi yang baik.
You know, even owning a business, regardless of how hard you work, you're not guaranteed to succeed in this life.
Tidak semua yang mendidik anak-anaknya dengan menyekolahkan mereka di private school, kemudian anaknya akan berhasil di kemudian hari.
You know, not even all children who go to private schools will do well in life.
Kenapa saya membawa topik ini kepada Anda?
So why preach about such a topic?
Saya percaya bahwa pengkhotbah yaitu Salomo memiliki kebijaksanaan untuk menjawab pergumulan kita.
I believe that King Solomon, when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he wrote the wisdom that addresses the struggles of everyday life.
Saudara, percaya waktu anak-anak saya masih kecil, mereka selalu baca ulang Mazmur, Amsal dan Pengkhotbah.
Yes, it's true. When we were younger, Dad made us read Psalm, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes over and over again in Indonesian.
In Indonesia. Dari situlah mereka belajar bahasa Indonesia.
And that's really how we learn to read Indonesian.
Dan itu setiap malam sampai mereka teen.
Yep, every night since till we were teenagers.
Saudara, akhirnya saya bisa hafal kitab Pengkhotbah.
You know, this is how I've actually come to learn the book of Ecclesiastes.
Tetapi kalau saudara baca Pengkhotbah atau Amsal, baca yang bahasa Inggris, jangan bahasa Indonesia.
But I do recommend that if you read the book of Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, just read the English version.
Kenapa demikian? Saya tunjukkan Anda kesalahannya. Pengkhotbah 8 ayat 16 dan 17.
Okay, we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 8. Verses 16 to 17.
Papi baca dulu semuanya, okay. Ya. Okay. Ketika aku, Salomo, memberi perhatianku dan memahami hikmat dan melihat kegiatan yang dilakukan orang di dunia tanpa mengantuk siang dan malam, maka nyatalah kepadaku bahwa manusia tidak dapat menyelami segala pekerjaan Allah yang Allah lakukan di bawah matahari. Bagaimanapun juga manusia berlelah-lelah mencarinya, ia tidak akan menyelaminya. Walaupun orang berhikmat mengatakan bahwa dia mengetahuinya, namun ia tidak dapat menyelaminya.
Now, Dad, the translation here is the NLT. Yes. Would you like me to read the ESV?
Yes, ESV.
Okay.
This is the best translation.
So in the ESV version, when I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done on earth, how neither day nor night do one's eyes see sleep?
Nah, ayat ke-17 perhatikan bahasa Inggrisnya.
Yeah, pay attention. Then I saw all the work of God, that man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. However much man may toil in seeking, he will not find out. Even though a wise man claims to know, he cannot find it out.
Salomo adalah orang paling bijaksana yang pernah hidup di muka bumi ini.
You know, King Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived on this earth.
Tidak ada seorang pun yang memiliki hikmat dan kekayaan seperti Salomo.
He was unmatched in his wisdom and his riches.
Karena dia memperoleh semuanya itu dari Tuhan langsung.
You know, his knowledge and his wisdom, it came directly from the Lord.
Suatu ketika dia mencoba menggunakan kebijaksanaannya untuk melihat tingkah laku orang-orang atau untuk mencari tahu bagaimana kehidupan ini bekerja.
You know, he tried to interpret the activities of mankind that take place on the earth to discover how this life works.
Dia enggak bisa nemukannya.
And he thought deeply about everything that goes under the sun, but he realized he couldn't understand any of it.
Mungkin dia melihat seorang ibu atau single mother yang bangun jam 5 pagi untuk bekerja dan kembali ke rumah jam 10 malam.
You know, maybe he was questioning why a single mother must wake up at 5 a.m. every morning and return home from work at 10 p.m. at night.
Mungkin dia melihat seorang pengusaha yang begitu giatnya bekerja pagi, siang, malam selama bertahun-tahun, tapi tetap saja tidak bisa mencukupi kebutuhan rumah tangganya.
Maybe he questioned why a business owner had to work day after day, year after year, but still struggles to provide for their family.
Mungkin dia mendengar tentang seorang ayah yang menggadaikan rumahnya supaya bisnisnya tetap survive.
Maybe he questioned why a father must resort to mortgaging their home in order for their business to survive.
Salomo telah melihat banyak orang yang bekerja siang dan malam, dan dia tidak bisa memahami pekerjaan yang dilakukan manusia di muka bumi ini.
You know, King Solomon, he observed how hard people worked, but he couldn't quite understand why some succeed whilst others don't. Yeah.
Ada sebagian orang yang berhasil, ada yang tidak berhasil.
You know, some people you just see in this world, they're born to succeed, yet some, no matter how hard they try and how hard they work, they don't.
Oleh sebab itulah ada istilah orang Chinese, hoki pa hoki.
And that's why the Chinese resort to luck. They say it's all about luck.
Saudara, sewaktu Salomo mencoba untuk mengamati dan menyelami semuanya itu,
you know, when he really observed and thought deeply about everything that was going on under the sun.
Di dalam terjemahan ESV, di dalam terjemahan Inggris,
in the ESV version that we just read before,
dikatakan ketika seseorang tertidur maka aku melihat semua pekerjaan Allah.
He saw that as people were asleep, he then realized that God was at work.
Salomo melihat Tuhan sedang bekerja.
Solomon realized that God was at work.
Salomo melihat pekerjaan Allah dalam pekerjaan rutin sehari-hari di mana kita lakukan dan kita tidak bisa memahaminya.
And Solomon realized that God was continuously at work even in the mundane routine of our everyday life, and we as people cannot fathom everything that he does.
Ada Tuhan yang tidak kelihatan yang melakukan pekerjaan yang tidak kelihatan.
You know, we have a God that is unseen, that has works that he is doing that are also unseen.
Pernahkah Anda merasakan kekecewaan dengan kehidupan ini?
Have you ever felt a sense of disappointment with this life, with your life?
Mungkin Anda pernah merasa jenuh dengan apa yang Anda kerjakan sehari-hari.
Maybe you felt just burnt out with everything that you're doing in this life.
Saudara, Anda telah berusaha untuk mendapatkan gelar tertinggi, tetapi Anda tidak beroleh pekerjaan seperti yang Anda impikan.
You know, you may have worked hard to get a really good degree at university, but you're not even working in the job that you dreamed about.
Anda telah beroleh banyak pengalaman kerja, tapi masih belum bisa bekerja dengan penghasilan yang baik.
Maybe you've gained a lot of work experience, but the job that you're still in now is not paying enough.
Mungkin Anda sedang berbisnis dan Anda sudah lakukan segala strategi, tapi masih aja customer-nya tidak banyak.
You know, maybe you're a business owner, and despite how hard you've tried and how hard you worked, all the business strategies that you've applied, you're still not getting enough customers.
Bagi Anda yang menjadi pemimpin life group, mungkin Anda sudah memberikan yang terbaik buat life group Anda, tetapi tidak memberikan dampak di dalam kehidupan mereka.
You know, maybe as a life group leader, you feel like you've invested so much in these people's lives, but it just doesn't seem like you're making any positive impact.
Kelihatannya usaha Anda tidak ada artinya. Waktu, uang, energi yang Anda berikan tidak ada dampaknya.
You know, maybe you feel like all your efforts, all the time, the money that you've poured into everything that you do, you're just getting nothing out of it.
Semuanya enggak ada gunanya seolah-olah.
It's as if like everything that you've done is just meaningless.
Jika Anda merasa tidak berguna dan semuanya tidak berarti, maka hal yang terbaik yang Anda dapat lakukan adalah tidur.
You know, if you've been focusing on all the efforts and you're just thinking everything is meaningless, perhaps the best thing you could do is just sleep.
Daripada bekerja lebih banyak, mengapa Anda tidak mencoba berhenti dan beristirahat? Tidur.
Well, you know, instead of working so hard, why don't you stop striving and perhaps take a rest?
Hanya ketika Anda tidur, kita bisa melihat Allah sedang bekerja.
Because the truth is, it's in the moment of your rest, when you sleep, that you will see God at work.
Salomo yang sama, dia menulis di kitab Mazmur 127, saudara, ayat 2.
You know, Solomon wrote in Psalm 127, verse 2.
Jadi bertolak waktu pengkhotbah, dia bicara di pengkhotbah 8, ayat 16-17. Ketika seorang tertidur, maka aku melihat semua pekerjaan Allah.
So as we read before, in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16, he said, neither day nor night do one sleep, do I sleep, then I saw the work of the Lord.
Di Mazmur 127 ayat 2 dia katakan, sia-sialah kamu bangun pagi-pagi dan duduk-duduk sampai jauh malam, maksudnya meeting sampai jauh malam, dan makan roti yang diperoleh dengan susah payah, artinya kamu lunch, dinner, brunch dengan susah payah, sebab Tuhan memberikannya kepada yang dicintainya pada waktu tidur.
You know, and then he continues on that in Psalm 127, verse 2, he says, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest with all the meetings that you have, eating the bread of anxious toil. He gives to his beloved sleep.
Bukan saya yang bilang, Salomo.
I didn't say it, Solomon did.
Kenapa Tuhan suruh kita beristirahat?
Why does God command us to rest?
Kenapa Tuhan memerintahkan orang Israel supaya memelihara hari Sabat bagi dia?
Why did God command the Israelites to set apart the Sabbath day as holy?
Karena ketika saudara dan saya sedang tertidur, Allah bekerja.
Because it is actually in our rest, in our sleep, that God is at work.
Karena Allah tidak pernah tertidur.
God never sleeps.
Mazmur 121 ayat 3 dan 4, Daud mengatakan, penjagamu tidak akan terlelap, sesungguhnya tidak terlelap dan tidak tertidur.
In Psalm 121 verses 3 to 4 it says, he will not let your foot be moved, he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Allah tidak pernah, tiba-tiba, tiduran gitu.
God will never fall asleep on his watch.
Kita telah mendengar banyak khotbah tentang berdoa, tapi belum pernah dengar khotbah tentang tidur.
You know, we've heard a lot of sermons about prayer, but how many sermons have you heard about sleep?
Hal terburuk yang bisa kita lakukan ketika hidup tidak masuk akal adalah tidur.
You know, we think the worst thing we can do when our life is in chaos, when there's so much to do, is sleep.
Ivan, tidur, Ivan.
Ivan, go to sleep.
Itulah yang Tuhan katakan kepada saudara dan saya. Kenapa?
You know, this is what God is telling us all. Why?
Karena kita tahu, karena Tuhan tahu pada waktu kita sedang tidur, Dia yang mengerjakan semuanya.
Because God knows it's when we sleep that He can intervene and do His work.
Yesus satu kali bicara kepada murid-muridnya.
Jesus once said to his disciples,
Bapakku bekerja sampai sekarang, maka aku pun bekerja juga.
My father is working until now, and I am working.
Tuhan itu tidak nganggur ciptakan kita supaya kita bekerja.
You know, God did not just create us to do all the work.
Tapi Dia juga bekerja melalui ciptaannya, saudara.
But He also works in and through His creation.
Tuhan selalu bekerja. Sementara kita tidur, Dia tetap bekerja.
God is always at work. Even when we sleep, He continues to work.
Jadi masalahnya bukan Tuhan tidak bekerja, masalahnya saudara dan saya dibutakan oleh kesibukan kita sehingga kita tidak dapat melihat Tuhan sedang bekerja.
You see, the issue is not often that God doesn't work. The problem is we're often blinded by our own busyness to recognize that God continues to work for us.
Kita pikir semuanya terjadi karena hasil tangan kita sendiri.
And we tend to take credit for everything. We think that everything in this life is a result of our efforts.
Kita berpikir bahwa promosi hanya terjadi ketika kita bekerja keras.
We believe that getting a promotion is a result of all our hard work.
Kita berpikir bahwa orang-orang yang kita pimpin akan berubah dengan upaya kepemimpinan kita.
And we believe that all the people that we lead, they're going to change simply because of our efforts in leading them.
Saudara, kalau saudara lakukan hal itu, yang take credit itu Anda.
You know, if we constantly work hard and strive in this life, we're going to take all the credit.
Saya suka kemarin Scott Morrison bilang, I believe in miracle.
Yeah. Sorry.
Saya tunggu dia sampai jam 12 malam untuk dia bicara.
Yeah, we all waited till 12 last night just to see Scott Morrison's preach, and it was a great opening line when he said, "I believe in miracles."
Padahal mata saya sudah ngantuk banget.
Even though he was tired.
Saudara, kesibukan yang membuat kelelahan tubuh kita bukan hanya enggak sehat tubuh kita, tapi mencegah kita untuk melihat bahwa Allah itu the real worker.
Yeah. You know what? Being tied up in a busy lifestyle is not only bad for our health, but it hinders us from truly acknowledging the real worker in our lives.
And that's God. Malam ini kalau sebelum Anda tidur, Anda mengucap syukur dengan hari yang sudah berlalu.
You know, tonight, as you go to bed tonight, you can thank God for everything that He's done today.
Jangan pikirkan lagi masalahmu.
Just don't worry about your problems anymore.
Karena ketika engkau sedang tidur, Tuhan akan mengerjakan presentasimu besok.
Because as you sleep, God's gonna work on making that presentation successful tomorrow.
Ketika Anda sedang tidur nyenyak, Tuhan bekerja dalam hati anak-anakmu yang bandel.
Because as you sleep, you can trust that God is going to work in the hearts of your children who are just misbehaving.
Ketika Anda sedang tidur nyenyak, kita bisa percaya bahwa Allah sedang mengerjakan pekerjaan kita yang belum selesai di kantor.
Because as you sleep, you can trust that God's just going to continue to work on all those things that still need to be done in the office.
Juga pelajaranmu yang belum siap.
And even your studies that haven't been finished.
Saudara, apapun yang Tuhan percayakan hari itu, Tuhan bisa selesaikan karena Dia Allah yang mengasihi.
Whatever God has entrusted for you that day, God can complete it. He will accomplish what He started.
Tidur juga membantu kita untuk sadar bahwa kita tidak memegang kendali dalam hidup ini, saudara.
You know, the fact that we need sleep is a good thing for us because it makes us realize that we cannot be in control of our own lives.
Ketika saudara sedang tidur, saudara tidak melakukan apa-apa kan, kecuali Anda sleepwalker.
Because you know, when we sleep, we're not doing anything, unless of course you're a sleepwalker.
Ketika kita sedang berbaring di tempat tidur, kita menyerahkan kendali hidup kita ke dalam kuasa tangan Tuhan.
And as we lay in our beds, we are actually surrendering control over our lives to God.
Kita bersandar kepada kemampuan Dia.
We are acknowledging our limitations and surrendering to His strength and His goodness.
John Piper pernah mengatakan, Tuhan selalu melakukan 10.000 hal dalam hidup saudara dan saya, tapi mungkin kita menyadari hanya 3 hal saja.
You know, John Piper said that God is doing 10,000 things in your life all the time, but we only may be aware of 3 of them.
Saudara, kalau kita menyadari bahwa Tuhan bisa melakukan lebih daripada apa yang kita bisa lakukan, membuat saudara dan saya bisa tidur nyenyak.
It will encourage us, it will strengthen us to know that God does so much more than we could ever do even when we are asleep.
So, yeah, saudara, Tuhan itu baik.
God is good.
Walaupun Dia tidak kelihatan, tapi Dia melakukan pekerjaan yang saudara tidak lihat.
You know, even though He is unseen, God is doing a lot of things that you do not see.
Waktu Ruth hamil.
When I was pregnant, when I am pregnant. Yes. Which pregnancy? Yeah,
yang ketiga. Saya senang waktu dia bilang, waktunya Tuhan membuat saya slow down.
Yeah, I did acknowledge that pregnancy actually is God's way of slowing me down.
Saudara, dia kayaknya, kayak apa itu namanya, besi, apa kalau orang-orang Jawa bilang ini, tulang besi, otot kawat, keringat gedang jahe gitu.
I don't even understand that, so I don't even know if that was a compliment or an offense, but that's
karena,
but he's trying to imply that I'm just
karena dia
I like
tiap
to be
hari
busy.
Busy.
I like to be busy. Yeah, I like to be busy.
Jadi Tuhan dengan Tuhan berikan dia anak kedua supaya Tuhan tahu dia istirahat dan supaya Tuhan mengerjakan yang lain.
Yeah, so the timing of God giving me a second child is really so I would slow down that God could do the work that he's promised to
Jangan
do.
Jangan selalu mengandalkan usaha dan kerja keras kita sendiri demi sukses.
Why don't we stop striving so hard to achieve success in this life?
Saya tahu kadang di Amsal Salomo yang sama menuliskan jangan malas.
You know, I do realize that in a proverb Solomon did write don't be lazy.
Jangan menyukai tidur.
Don't love sleep.
Tapi dalam hal ini bukan Anda menyukai tidur tapi Anda harus tidur.
But you know the context that we're talking about is not that you would love sleep but the fact that you need sleep.
Ah, di sisi lain kegagalan kita tidak berarti Allah tidak bekerja.
You know, on the other hand, we must also understand that even though we fail at times, it doesn't mean that God wasn't at work.
Tuhan juga turut campur tangan baik dalam hal yang sukses maupun hal yang tidak sukses.
Because God is continuously at work through our successes and also through our failures.
Satu kali Ayub berkata kepada kepada istrinya pada waktu mereka Ayub dalam penderitaan, apakah kita mau menerima yang baik dari Allah tetapi tidak mau menerima yang buruk?
You know, in the midst of his suffering, Job said this to his wife, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God and shall we not receive evil?"
Karena Allah dapat menggunakan kegagalan saudara dan saya sebagai bagian dari rencananya untuk kemuliaan nama dia.
Amen. As God's children, even when we fail, God is still making all things work together for our good and his glory.
Kalau Anda bisa memikirkan hal itu, jadi hidupmu enak, tenang gitu.
You know, when we truly believe this, we can live in a place of rest.
Jadi kalau Anda gagal, bukan berarti Allah melupakan Anda atau Allah tidak bekerja.
So when we face failure, it's not that we feel like God has abandoned us or God has stopped working for us.
Tuhan juga bekerja di dalam kegagalan kita, cuma kita nggak bisa belum bisa melihat hasil hasil akhirnya.
You know, but God continues to work in and through our failures. It's just in that moment we cannot really see the outcome of what he is doing.
Suatu hari istri saya masak kue, saudara.
You know, one day I was watching my wife bake this cake.
Dia mengambil bahan, banyak bahan mentah seperti telur, tepung, gula, coklat untuk membuat kue lezat.
And she was using all these raw ingredients such as eggs, flour, sugar, and chocolate to make this delicious cake.
Tapi satu hal yang tidak bisa dia pakai untuk bikin kue yaitu bahan jelek ataupun poison gitu.
Yeah. But none of the ingredients she used were bad or even poisonous, clearly.
So, betapa hebat pun seorang tukang kue, saudara, dia tidak akan mencampuri bahan yang bagus dengan yang buruk atau poison di dalam kuenya untuk menghasilkan kue yang enak.
No matter how great you are of a baker, you cannot use bad ingredients or even poison to make a delicious cake.
Tapi sebaliknya Tuhan bisa.
But God, he can.
Kok bisa? Ya, dia bisa. Dia memakai bahan-bahan yang bagus seperti sukacita, kebahagiaan, damai sejahtera, berkat.
You know, when God bakes a cake, he doesn't just use good ingredients like joy, like peace, like blessings in your life.
Tapi dia pakai bahan-bahan yang buruk juga, yang jelek, saudara. Seperti patah hatimu, seperti kepahitanmu, penderitaanmu, kegagalanmu, kesalahanmu, kelemahanmu.
But God also uses bad ingredients in your life like heartbreak or suffering, failure, or your mistakes, or even your weaknesses.
Dia campur adukkan semuanya menjadi kue yang lezat.
And he uses all these ingredients to produce something beautiful through your life.
Oleh sebab itu Rasul Paulus berkata di dalam Roma 8 ayat 28.
Just as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8 verse 28.
Allah turut bekerja sama dalam segala hal untuk kebaikan bagi orang yang mengasihi dia.
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
Tuhan bekerja dalam hal yang baik, Tuhan bekerja juga dalam hal yang buruk.
In all things, God is working for the good of those who love Him through your bad experiences and even through your good.
Karena Dia Bapa yang baik, maka Dia ingin membuat kek yang lezat bagi saudara dan saya.
Because He is a good Father, He wants to create this delicious cake out of your life.
Sulit untuk melihat Tuhan sedang membuat kue yang lezat kalau saudara sedang gagal sedang dikeluarkan dari pekerjaanmu atau putus pacar.
You know, it is difficult to see that God is working for our good when we've gone through hardship like a breakup or you've lost your job.
Saudara, kebudayaan, filosofi kita dan lingkungan hidup kita yang menghalangi kita untuk kita bisa melihat Tuhan sedang bekerja.
You know, often our culture, our way of thinking, our philosophies, or our surroundings, it can distract us from truly seeing that God is at work for good in our lives.
Kita ingin memegang kendali dalam hidup ini.
We tend to want to take control
kita
over
ingin,
our lives.
Kita ingin tunjukkan kepada orang tua kita, kepada teman-teman kita bahwa kita berhasil.
We tend to want to prove to others that we can be successful.
Tapi harganya di balik itu saudara bayar mahal.
But you know there is a high price to pay for all that hard work and striving that we do.
40 tahun saya melayani Tuhan.
40 years I've been ministering.
Tuhan itu baik.
I know that God is good.
Tanya istri saya, berapa kali saya mau quit pelayanan?
You can ask my wife how many times I've wanted to quit the ministry.
Berapa banyak orang saya usir dari gereja?
How many mistakes he's made?
Tapi Tuhan itu tahu sifat saya.
But God knows my attitude, He knows my character.
Dia campurin semua masa lalu saya dengan kepahitan saya dengan bahan yang baik untuk menjadi kue yang lezat.
And you know, He works through all the past hardships that I've gone through, the bitterness that I've faced, and He mixes that with His goodness in order to create a beautiful cake out of my life.
Dibutuhkan iman untuk tidur, saudara.
You know, it requires faith to sleep well at night.
Alkitab berbicara banyak tentang tidur dan istirahat.
The Bible actually talks a lot about sleep and rest.
Mazmur 23 ayat 2, Daud mengatakan, Dia membuatku berbaring di padang rumput hijau.
In Psalm 23 verse 2, it says that God makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
Saudara, Daud bilang, Tuhan memaksakan aku istirahat.
You know, David is saying to us, God is forcing me to rest.
Ketika Yesus bersama murid-muridnya sedang naik perahu, kemudian badai besar datang. Saudara tahu kan ceritanya Yesus sedang tidur pulas.
You know the story in one of the Gospels, it says when a storm happened as Jesus and His disciples were crossing the lake by boat and this storm came, Jesus was fast asleep.
Dia tidur siang, saudara.
He was taking an afternoon nap.
Sampai murid-muridnya bilang, guru-guru bangun.
And all His disciples in a panic were trying to wake Him up.
Tidur adalah hal yang paling rohani yang Anda bisa lakukan malam ini.
You know, sleep may be the godliest thing that you do tonight.
Karena tidur membutuhkan iman.
Because sleep requires faith.
Saudara, melalui tidurlah kita bisa melihat kebaikan Tuhan.
You know, it is when we choose to sleep that we will see God's goodness at work in our lives.
Saya tunjukkan beberapa ayat sebelum kita akhiri. Ratapan 3 ayat 22 sampai 23.
Let me close with the following scriptures. Firstly in Lamentations 3 verse 22-23.
Tak berkesudahan kasih setia Tuhan dan tak habis-habisnya rahmat-Nya.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Selalu baru setiap pagi dan besar kesetiaan-Nya.
His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness.
Kenapa dikatakan demikian? Karena penulis tahu bahwa Tuhan tidak pernah tidur.
You know, why did this writer write it this way? Because he knows that God never sleeps.
Mazmur 68 ayat 19.
In Psalm 68 verse 19.
Dikatakan, terpujilah Tuhan. Hari demi hari ia menanggung bagi kita. Allah adalah keselamatan kita.
He says, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation.
Pertanyaannya, apakah saudara mempercayai Dia dengan semua bebanmu?
The question is, do we trust God enough to cast all our burdens unto Him?
Saudara bisa duduk di sini katakan, oh iya, tetapi kalau pulang engkau lakukan sesuatu yang berbeda.
Are you going to walk away really receiving this word and trusting in His promise, or are you going to do something else?
Yang terakhir, Filipi 1 ayat 6, saudara.
In Philippians 1 verse 6 it says,
dikatakan, akan hal ini aku yakin sepenuhnya, yaitu Tuhan yang memulai pekerjaan yang baik di antara kamu akan meneruskannya sampai pada akhirnya pada hari Kristus Yesus.
It says in verse 6, and I'm sure of this, that God who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
Tuhan tidak hanya memulai pekerjaan yang baik.
God not only starts good works.
Tetapi Dia memastikan bahwa Dia akan menyelesaikan semua apa yang Dia sudah mulai.
But He promises to finish what He starts.
Itulah janji Tuhan kepada saudara.
That is His promise for all of us.
Mungkin saudara enggak bisa lihat pekerjaan Tuhan dalam hidupmu.
And maybe at this time, whatever you're facing, you cannot see God at work in your life.
Tapi saya katakan, jangan putus asa dalam hidup ini.
But don't give up on this life.
Kadangkala Tuhan melakukan mujizat dalam hidup kita.
There are times where God will perform this miracle out of nowhere in your life.
Tapi banyak hal Dia tidak lakukan mujizat, tetapi Dia tetap bekerja dalam hidupmu dan melalui hidupmu.
But the majority of the things that God does in your life is really unseen, and most of the times we're not aware of it.
Percayalah, Tuhan melakukan 10.000 hal yang baik dalam hidupmu, dan jangan hanya melihat 3 hal saja.
God is doing 10,000 things in your life, but you may only be aware of 3 of them.
Setiap kali saya ketemu orang yang enggak kenal saya, tapi setelah kita ngobrol, dia nanya saya, Pak, maaf ya, saya tanya, usia Bapak berapa sih?
Every time I meet someone, I often get asked this question, how old are you?
Saya bilang, saya 61 tahun.
I'm 61. He's 61.
Mereka enggak percaya, saudara.
And they don't believe me.
Saya keluarkan saya punya license.
So I take out my license.
Lalu kemudian kadang-kala mereka tanya, Pak, rahasianya apa, Pak?
And they always ask me, what's the secret?
Yang pertama, tidur yang enak.
And he said, well, rest, sleep well.
Saya pernah tidur enggak enak karena saya ngorok.
You know, there was a point in my life where I couldn't sleep well because I have sleep apnea.
Lalu saya ke dokter dan dokter ngasih saya alat.
So the doctor gave me something to help me sleep.
6 tahun alat itu setia dengan saya.
6 years this machine has faithfully helped me sleep at night.
Kalau istri saya tidak pergi, dia pergi sama saya.
And if my wife doesn't go, this machine comes with me anyway.
Karena saya tidak bisa tidur tanpa mesin itu.
Because honestly, I can't sleep well without this machine.
Tapi saya katakan, sekali saya deep sleep.
And you know, when I do fall asleep, I get into a nice deep sleep.
Saya tidak perlu tidur 8 jam sehari.
I don't need a sleep 8 hours a day.
Kadangkala 5 jam sudah cukup sekali.
Even 5 hours sometimes it is enough.
Satu kali saya terbang dari Jakarta ke Denmark dengan SQ business class.
There was one time where I flew from Jakarta to Denmark on business class.
Tapi dibayarin, saudara.
Of course it was paid for.
Saya bilang sama istri saya, business class pun enggak enak tanpa mesin.
You know, regardless of whether I'm sleeping in business class, still can't have a good sleep without that machine.
Artinya, tidur itu anugerah.
You know, in other words, sleep is truly a grace from the Lord.
Biarpun saudara naik first class, business class, kalau memang nggak bisa tidur, ya nggak bisa tidur.
You know, you could be on first class, business class, but if you find it hard to sleep, you're not going to enjoy a flight.
Tidur dibutuhkan iman untuk tidur.
It requires faith to sleep well at night.
Mulai malam ini saudara bisa tidur nyenyak.
And hopefully, beginning tonight, you will be able to sleep well.
Jangan main game dulu baru tidur, saudara.
You know, try not to play games before you sleep.
Tapi gunakan waktu tidurmu sebaik mungkin.
But really value the time that you sleep.
Katakan Tuhan, kalau aku tidur, Engkau pegang kendali dalam hidupku.
Really take time as you lay in bed tonight to surrender the control of your life to the Lord and fall asleep.
Tuhan, assignment-ku belum selesai.
God, you know my assignment, it's not done yet.
Tuhan, bisnisku masih ada masalah.
You know God, you see all these problems that are happening in my business.
Tapi Engkau perintahkan aku harus tidur.
But because you command me to rest.
Biarlah Engkau ambil kendali semuanya.
God, you take control. I trust you.
Saudara, kalau saudara dan saya bisa kenal Bapakmu seperti itu.
If we can truly know our Father in that relationship.
Hidupmu bahagia.
You will experience so much more joy in your life.
Saya bapak yang enggak bisa. Saya sudah anak-anak saya saya punya 3 cewek kan. Mereka punya mobil semua.
All of his 3 girls have cars.
Saudara sebagai bapak, saya ngelihat kalau mobil kotor, kesel saya.
It's true. As a father, when he sees my car in a mess, he gets a little bit annoyed.
Jadi saya selalu bersihkan mobil anak-anak saya.
And so like a gracious and good father that he is, he cleans our car up.
Saya bawa ke workshop mobil mereka.
He takes the car to the workshop.
Satu kali ada, karena saya suka cuci mobil di satu tempat, saudara.
And because he likes to, there's this place that he always goes to wash the car.
Dia tanya saya, mobilmu ada berapa sih?
The car wash guy asks, how many cars do you have?
Saya bilang, ini mobil anak-anak saya, bukan mobil saya sendiri.
Saudara. And he says, they're my daughter's car, okay, not mine.
Wow, anakmu laki punya bapak seperti kamu.
Yeah, and the guy says that your daughters are blessed to have you as a dad. It's true.
Itulah saya kenal bapak saya di surga.
Sorry.
Cara itulah saya mengenal bapak saya di surga.
And that's really how I get to know the character of our Father in heaven.
Di mana Anda enggak bisa kerjakan, Dia kerjakan.
You know, when we can't do things, God is the one that does it for us.
Istri saya bilang, ngapain kamu cuci mobil mereka? Mereka kan udah gede, biarin aja kotor.
My wife is like, why do you feel the need to always wash their car? They're old enough to do it.
Bapak yang baik enggak punya pikiran gitu.
But a good father doesn't think that way.
Bapakmu di surga lebih baik dari saya.
And your father in heaven is much, it's better than I am.
Tidur malam ini.
Go to sleep tonight.
Apapun yang Anda lakukan, serahkan ke dalam tangan Tuhan.
Whatever you are doing, just surrender it all to the Lord.
Memang dia enggak kelihatan, tetapi apa yang dia kerjakan itu nyata.
You know, he may be unseen a lot in your life, but you will see his works if you trust in him.
Percaya miracle.
Believe in miracles.
Amen.
Amen. Church, can I please invite you all to stand?
All my days, I've been.
seperti lagu ini mengatakan, Tuhan itu baik.
Just as this song says, God is good.
Waktu kau tidur, bangun tidur, sepanjang hari Dia bersama dengan kita.
You know, even as you sleep and throughout your days, God is with you.
Sekarang ada masih muda, mungkin belum begitu.
It might be hard for you to really understand what I'm talking about.
Tapi kalau Anda nanti sudah lama, usiamu bertambah, pengalamanmu dengan Tuhan bertambah, Anda bisa mengerti.
But you know, as you continue to walk with God and you truly mature in the Lord, you'll start to understand what I'm talking about.
Satu kali saya berdoa begini sama Tuhan.
One day I was praying this to the Lord.
Tuhan, kalau saya kau panggil pulang, biar saya waktu tidur tak bangun lagi.
God, if it is time for you to call me back home, let it be when I'm asleep.
Mungkin istri saya kaget, tetapi cara itulah yang paling saya inginkan dalam hidup saya.
You know, my wife might wake up shocked, but really that would be the best way for me to go.
Pada waktu kita tidur nyenyak, Tuhan bilang pulanglah.
You know, when it is in our deep sleep that God can call us home.
Tuhan itu baik, saudara.
God is good.
Sekolah yang baik, tetapi jangan bersandar dengan ijazah.
You know, you can work hard in your studies, but don't rely everything on your degree.
Degreemu itu hanya paper, saudara.
You know, your degree is simply a certificate.
Tapi yang pegang kendali hidupmu adalah Tuhan.
But it's truly God who is in control of your life.
Kasih degreemu kepada orang tuamu.
You can give your degree to your parents.
Kan mereka sudah bayari uang sekolahmu nih, Pak.
Because you know they've paid for your school fees.
Selama di sini, Anda cari apa yang Tuhan ingin kerjakan dalam hidupmu di kemudian hari.
But really, while you're here, it's important to discover why you're here. What purpose does God have for your life?
Doa saya, anak saya supaya sekolah tinggi semuanya.
You know, my prayer is that all my
istri
children.
Istri saya juga demikian doanya.
And my wife's prayer also is that all of our children would graduate in good schools.
Tapi setelah mereka graduate, akhirnya juga mereka masuk pelayanan.
But really, like myself, even though I've graduated with a degree, I'm here in ministry.
Saya bilang Tuhan, jangan sampai anak saya, cucu saya pun nanti pelayanan.
Jangan sampai like
anak-anak saja, tetapi cucu-cucu juga.
Oh, okay. So he said, God, I desire that even my grandchildren could also serve you.
Sekalipun kalau mereka pintar, tapi Tuhan biar mereka melayani Engkau satu kali.
You know, regardless of how smart they are, God, if you could call them to serve you, that would be great.
Cari kehendak Tuhan dalam hidupmu.
You know, guys, it's more important to truly discover your purpose for your life.
Kembalikan degreemu kepada orang tuamu.
You can return your degree to your parents.
Karena kalau enggak gitu Anda, saya takut Anda melompat dari mall lagi.
You know, don't do anything rash when you feel like you've given up.
Bapak, terima kasih untuk pagi hari ini.
God, we thank you for this day.
Kalau saudara punya masalah, taruh tanganmu di dada.
You know, if you're going through a particular challenge in your life, would you put your hand on your heart?
Saya akan berdoa untuk Anda di tempat ini.
I'm going to pray for you in this place.
Bapa, bagi mereka yang menaruhkan tangan mereka di dada.
God, you see those who have put their hands on their heart.
Engkau Bapa yang baik seperti yang hamba katakan tadi.
You know, you are a good father.
Engkau mengenal setiap mereka.
You know them. You know their hearts.
Engkau mengenal pergumulan mereka.
You see their struggles, God.
Apapun pergumulan mereka hari ini, malam nanti, kau bicara kepada mereka, Tuhan.
Lord, whatever they are going through, speak to them.
Pada waktu mereka tidur, biar hadirat-Mu bersama mereka.
As they sleep tonight, God, let your presence be upon them.
Mungkin hal ini belum pernah mereka alami, tapi malam hari ini, Tuhan, dalam nama Yesus, kami berdoa supaya itu bisa terjadi dalam hidup mereka.
You know, God, maybe this is something that they have never experienced, but Lord, we ask in your name, Jesus, that your rest will be upon them tonight.
Supaya mereka tahu bahwa Engkau Bapa yang baik.
that they could trust and believe that you are a good father.
Bapa yang bisa menyelesaikan semua masalah kami.
A good father that can truly finish and work on all our problems for us.
Supaya kami bisa move on dengan hidup ini.
That we may wake up and move on with our lives.
Terima kasih Bapa yang baik.
God, we thank you.
Saudara yang dikasihi Tuhan, kau diberkati Tuhan karena firman-Nya.
Church, be blessed because of God's word today.
Lakukan firman Tuhan.
Go and do his words.
Dia mengasihi Anda.
He loves you all.
Dalam nama Yesus, haleluya.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a great Sunday.